The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Bike Walk Nebraska works very, very hard to influence policymakers to ensure that biking and walking, whether it's for transportation or recreation, that works for all Nebraskans. Julie Harris is the executive director of Bike Walk Nebraska. She joins me on Live and Local. Julie, thank you.
Thank you.
How did Bike Walk Nebraska start?
It had started and stopped several times over the years. There was definitely a need that people saw in terms of trying to make things better across the state, things that needed state-level solutions to make biking and walking safer and more accessible. But it wasn't until 2013 that it really got off the ground and had a great volunteer board. And then I came on as the first staff person in 2015, and we've been off to the races ever since. We try to keep things working on the state level, but we do take on local initiatives occasionally. And we're trying to make progress in this big state of ours.
Can you talk about some of the policies or some of the action that you've been able to make happen since the inception of your organization?
We're really proud of the work that we've been able to do, because a lot of times people in our business don't always get to see the fruits of your labor. But we have made progress with a couple of changes to state statutes. We've been able to get people on bicycles the same right in the crosswalk as a person walking, for instance. We were able to get a new license plate created, the Good Life is Outside license plate, which creates a new revenue stream for trail construction and maintenance across the state. And we've been also working with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for many years to see how we can partner to improve the policies and procedures that happen there that affect how our roads get built, what features are there, what safety components are included, whether it's rumble strips or the number of lanes through cities or whatever it might be.
Responsible for trying to get bike lanes or that type of thing?
Yeah, so we do have one local initiative happening right now in Omaha, which is a pilot project, which is the Market to Midtown Bikeway. It's a protected bike lane on Harney Street between Turner Boulevard and 10th. It's the first of its kind in Omaha, and it's in conjunction with Metro Smart Cities. It's something that we've been working on for a few years now, and it just got installed and going gangbusters, so we're really excited about that.
For those of us who may be ignorant about bike riding, that type of thing, what makes the lane protected?
Well, it makes it protected by essentially flipping where the parking is and the bike lanes normally are. So normally you would park your car along the curb and the bike lanes would run along the driver's side of your car. But we flip that so that the cars park a little farther away from the curb, and that provides an extra barrier of protection to the lane for the people who are riding. And it also has some flexible delineator posts along to help show where the lane is and to try to keep cars from driving into that area. So it really makes a huge difference in terms of your feeling of safety and security when you're riding along the lane. It also goes both directions, even though Harney's a one-way street. This bike lane goes east and west, so it connects the Old Market area up to the Midtown Crossing area, and we're really excited about it. It's already getting a ton of use.
How many people are using their bike to commute?
Well, it depends on the word commute, obviously. Commuting is just to and from work. Those are trips that are twice a day. And we really prefer to encourage people to think bigger than that. So you don't have to just ride to work. Those little trips, once you get home to the grocery store, to the library, to the coffee shop, whatever those things might be, those short trips are really what we're going after, because they're easily taken by bike because they're shorter. We know we have a long way to go in terms of the number of people who ride, but just looking at the commute numbers themselves doesn't really paint the full picture.
That's fair enough. Biking, it saves the environment, making one healthier because one is getting that blood flowing and that kind of thing. What are some of the other advantages that Bike Walk Nebraska likes to point out for folks?
Well, certainly quality of life is a big one. We're seeing data that shows property values along walkable, bikeable streets are higher because that's a more desirable trait in a neighborhood or an area. You know, every time I choose to ride my bike instead of driving a car, I'm putting less wear and tear on the roads. I'm saving you a parking space at the destination, and I'm lessening the amount of congestion on our streets, which ultimately could mean that we don't need to build more wider lanes, instead try to encourage more people to bike so that it saves the city money that way in the state. So it's kind of a domino effect that happens. I could sit here all day and wax poetic about all the great benefits, but I think that gets you a good flavor of it.
Absolutely. Well, it takes money to approach policymakers both at the local and the state level. And the Golden Ride Bike Fest is September 17th through the 19th, and that raises funds to keep Bike Walk Nebraska's work going.
This is our inaugural fundraiser ride. We're very excited to have this going.
Well, that happens September 17th through the 19th. If you're looking for information on what Bike Walk Nebraska does, you can go to bikewalknebraska.org. She is the executive director of Bike Walk Nebraska. Her name is Julie Harris, and I thank you for joining me today, Julie.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.